The Gospels according to love. Mark chapter 9. Jesus transfigures, April 9, 2005. Jesus said to them, "I say to you, there are some of you who stand here who shall not taste of death until you have seen the kingdom of love come with power." After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John into a high mountain, apart by themselves. Jesus became transfigured before them. His clothing became shiny and exceedingly white as snow, so as nothing on earth could whiten them. They also appeared to them Elias, Moses, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias." They knew not what to say, for they were very afraid. There came a cloud and overshadowed them. A voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is love's beloved son. Hear him." Suddenly, when they looked round about, they saw no one anymore except Jesus with themselves. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them that they should tell no one the things they had seen until the Son of Love had arisen from the dead. They kept that saying with themselves, questioning one another what the rising from the dead should mean. They asked Jesus, "Why say the scribes that Elias must come first?" Jesus answered and told them, "Elias came first and restored all things. How is it written of the Son of Love that he must suffer many things and be set at naught? I say to you, Elias is indeed come. They have done with him whatsoever they wanted, as it is written of him." When Jesus came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them. The scribes were questioning them. Straightway all the people, when they beheld Jesus, became amazed and ran to him, saluting him. Jesus asked the scribes, "What questions have you for them?" One of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought to you my son, who is possessed of a dumb spirit. Whenever it takes him, it tears him. He foams and gnashes with his teeth and pines away. I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, and they could not." Jesus answered and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to Jesus, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him. He fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. Jesus asked his father, "How long has it been since this came on him?" His father said, "Since he was a child. Oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. If you can do anything, have compassion on us." Jesus says, "Can you believe? All things are possible to those who believe." Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, and may you help my unbelief." Jesus saw that the people came running together, and he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, "You dumb and deaf hatred, I charge you, come out of him and enter him no more." The hatred cried out, thrashing the boy, and then came out. The boy looked as one dead, so much that many said, "He is dead." Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. When Jesus came into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" Jesus said to them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by fasting and prayer." They departed there and passed through Galilee. Jesus wanted not that anyone should know it. He taught his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Love is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. After he is killed, he shall rise again on the third day." They did not understand this saying. Jesus came to Capernaum. Being in the house, he asked them, "What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the wayside?" They held their peace, for by the wayside they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Jesus sat down and, calling the 12, said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, they shall be last and servant of all." Jesus took a child and set him in the midst of them. "Whosoever shall receive one of these children in my name receives me. Whosoever shall receive me receives not me, but the love that sent me." Jesus answered, saying, "Master, we saw one casting out hate in your name. He did not follow us, and because of this we forbid him." Jesus said, "Do not forbid him. There is no one that does a miracle in my name that in the next minute speaks evil of me. For those who are not against us are for us. For whoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, I say to you, they shall not lose their reward. Those who offend one of these little ones and believes in me, it is better for them a millstone to be hanged about their neck and they be cast into the sea. If your hand causes you to hate, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hate, where you shall never be quenched. Their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. If your foot causes you to hate, cut it off. It is better for you to enter halt into life than having two feet be cast into hate, into the hate that is never quenched, where their worm dies not, and the fire still burns. If your eye causes you to hate, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of love with one eye than having two eyes be cast into hate's fire, where their worm dies not and the fire still burns. Everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. If the salt has lost its savor, with what shall you season it? Have fire in yourselves, and have peace with one another.